The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I wanted to say how nice it is to see so many of you, and it's nice that some of us like know one another, right? Kim, for example, I've seen you many times. I've never met you in person, but here you are. So it's nice to see you, and same with actually so many of you. I remember that Allie pronounces her name Allie, not Ali, which I was thinking just the way that it gets spelled. And what a delight, right, that we're creating this community together and that we practice together. And some of you, maybe this is your first time. Is it for anybody? Is it your first time? You can raise your hand. Oh, okay. If somebody raised their hand, I didn't see it, so. There we are. Nice. So something that I wanted to just talk about a little bit today is this idea that loving kindness sometimes is taught or discussed or presented as the antidote, as the opposite of non-loving kindness, which also can be like hostility. And I wanted to touch on this a little bit, especially in the context of that, of course, this has been, you know, for all these thousands of years, maybe as long as there's been humanity and living in communities, I don't know. But there have been all sorts of beliefs, opinions, practices, behaviors that lead to harm. They harm for ourselves or harm for others. And maybe we don't know that until actually we do them or we see other people's do them. And just in the same way that there are all kinds of beliefs, opinions, practices, and behaviors that lead to well-being, either for ourselves or for others. And this kind of this separation between those which cause harm, lead to suffering, and those which lead to well-being and don't cause harm, it's a big part of our practice, or to have a meaningful, helpful, good, dare I say, life, is to be clear about which one of these opinions, practices, behaviors lead to suffering and which ones lead to well-being. It's a big part about our meditation practice, whether it's loving kindness practice or more of a mindfulness practice. And certainly we can share with others our ideas and what we've learned from our own explorations or experiments or just what we've noticed and is the course of our lives. But when we share our ideas or things that we've learned, of course we don't do this by, whether it's actually or in our mind, by disparaging others, putting them down in some kind of way. It only triggers people's defensiveness. And of course, we feel hurt when it gets done to us, when somebody's speaking to us disparagingly or angry. And we become angry or hurt. And it doesn't promote a sense of well-being. I think all of us know this. But there's a way that we can just have this question that we ask ourselves. Can we think about others or share with others what we know about what leads to well-being and do this with a caring heart, with an open heart, with a gentle heart, without any hostility, what we know about what leads to well-being and what leads to suffering, our experience, our understandings. And so maybe I'll just say this, that loving kindness practice is a way in which can help support our abiding in, our dwelling in this open-heartedness, that so that we can share what might be helpful for others, so that we can have our thoughts when we see that people are causing harm, perhaps unknowingly, that we don't disparage them as individuals, as people, But we might just notice, okay, they have a belief, they have opinion, they might have practices that for them make sense. They think it's leading to well-being. So maybe that belief causes harm. Maybe that practice causes harm. But we don't have to be disparaging towards them as people, just like we don't want people to do that for us. And of course, loving kindness practice can help this, help us to have this connection and this warm-heartedness for others. While holding a whole range of ideas and thoughts. So there's this little quote in the Discourses of the Buddha. It's from the Dhammapada. It goes like this. How happily we live free from hostility among those who are hostile. Among hostile people, free from hostility, we dwell. This idea that even though there might be barbs being slung amongst people, there might be vocal or actual disagreements, we don't have to have hostility. And instead we can have this idea rather than good or bad, we can think about what leads to harm, suffering, what leads to well-being, and have some clarity about that. And again, and not to disparage people, but maybe to recognize that perhaps unknowingly they are causing harm with things that they say or do without totally closing our hearts, being dismissive and somehow discounting them. And of course, this is where loving kindness practice comes in. Maybe what I'm saying is a tall order, but it can be done. Not have this hostility, not have this low-grade hatred, or hatred's a strong word, but something in that family for others, or even for ourselves. So with that as an introduction, we can take an alert, upright posture. And let's begin by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Just as a way to connect with the body, connect with our felt experience. We can do a little bit of a body scan, just to support a sense of well-being. Feeling into those areas that might have some tension, some tightness. Be around the eyes, the jaw. These are common places we hold our tension. Shoulders. And the chest. Is there a way that we can open the chest just a tiny little bit, but support some uprightness, but also maybe some open-heartedness, the connection between the mind and the body, maybe just tweaking just a tiny, tiny bit the posture might create the conditions for a little more openness. and the belly. Feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. The upper legs, lower legs, and the feet, a place where we can feel grounded and connected. The upper arms, lower arms, and the hands. And feeling what the hands are touching. Is it smooth, rough, warm, cool? And then what does it feel like to have hands? What's the experience of hands? Tingling, throbbing. Whatever it might be. And then that same kind of awareness can bring to the sensations of breathing. Feeling like internally the felt experience of the sensations of breathing, the movement of the abdomen or heart, movement of the abdomen or chest. Maybe you feel your heart. Or maybe feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Just resting there, resting our attention there. And when the mind wanders, as it will do, you just in a gentle way bring it back to the sensations of breathing. Can we be aware of the sensations of breathing with some warm-heartedness? With some care. Notice if there's any hint of hostility towards yourself when you realize that you've been lost in thought. That's extra. We don't need that. We just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, somebody that it's not complicated, it's straightforward and easy to feel kind-hearted or loving, have goodwill, benevolence, care, respect. Choose any of those words that make sense for you. Some people use kittens, puppies, or babies. Or maybe there's an individual, a person. Then having this person in mind, I can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can feel into the bodily sensations and see if there is any feeling of warm-heartedness, spaciousness, well-being, contentment. Doesn't have to be your dominant experience. Maybe just a sliver of your experience. And see if that bodily experience can support the cultivation of loving kindness. And then we can extend this loving kindness that we're cultivating for a lovable being and extend it to ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves in loving kindness practice. And connect with maybe the bodily experience of this moment, or perhaps a mental image of yourself, an image perhaps that makes you smile. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, we can check in with our physical bodily sensations in a kind-hearted way. Is there a way in which they can be a support, a foundation perhaps? And then to expand even greater, even larger, Can we bring to mind somebody who's just mildly irritating, just annoying sometimes? Maybe there's a little bit of tension with them. Not the most difficult person. Maybe the body can be a support here. Notice if there's any tension or tightness that happens when this person comes to mind. We can practice being without hostility with people who are just mildly annoying, irksome. Bring this person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If there is any little tension or tightness, I'm using this word hostility. See, can you feel into that tension? And then feel into this heart that's cultivating loving kindness. And feel the difference. The felt experience difference. That can be a support. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to support our working with a mildly difficult person, and maybe even for ourselves, it can be really helpful to do some equanimity practice. So still maybe with the same person, the mildly irritating, we can say a different phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then in this last little bit of the meditation, which practice feels like would be the most supportive for you right now? Stay with equanimity, do some loving kindness, maybe for yourself, lovable being, maybe somebody you haven't yet done loving kindness. What feels right for you? And to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And if I had a bell, I would ring it now. Ding! Ding, ding. So this idea of loving kindness as being a part of non-hostility And to recognize that the happiness that comes from kind of letting go of some hostility. This isn't necessarily easy. This is why it's a practice, right? Why we practice loving kindness. But it can be really helpful to explore ideas, some experiences, or to better understand ourselves, to share and talk about them with others. So I'm going to put you in some breakout groups in which you'll have a time, you'll have an opportunity to talk with others. And you can talk about either this idea of loving kindness as non-hostility, or maybe you can talk about the experience that it was like during that meditation to, for the mildly irritating person to do both equanimity practice and loving kindness practice. Or maybe there's something else you'd like to share. So these, of course, we don't give advice to each other during these small groups. It's more an opportunity to listen and just to, for you to find when you sometimes when you have to put your thoughts together and say them, that you might discover something new about yourself or some new experience. So we'll have 13 minutes and you'll be in groups of 3 or 4. I'm saying whoops. Let's see. So there'll be 3 of you in most rooms. And the person, we'll go alphabetical order by the last letter on your screen name. Her last letter is S. So that's how it would work. So have fun. Bye-bye. Welcome back. And would anybody like to make a comment or share what was that like to explore those topics in the small groups? Yes, Marie-Christine.
I was a little bit confused when we got to the equanimity part, because the phrases to me sounded like loving kindness. I thought equanimity was a little bit different. But I may have misunderstood equanimity.
Yeah, this is a great question. There are maybe different flavors, we could say, of equanimity. And one of them is related to the heart practices and that it comes from a love of balance or truth or reality, or it's this more kind of warm-hearted way. Mm-hmm. And it's often cultivated alongside with compassion and loving kindness as a way to help people get out of balance. Prevent them from getting out of balance. And then maybe one last thing that I'll say about it is that when we cultivate these qualities of the heart, there's an idea that there would be this boundlessness that would, you know, expand out and out for everybody. But equanimity is what allows that to happen for us to have an open heart for everybody equally. The openness is equal. So we need some equanimity to help with that. So was that helpful?
A little bit. Thank you.
That's a great answer. A little bit.
You've got to process it in my brain. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else have a comment? Trudy, I see that you're unmuted. Is that because you'd like to speak? Or?
Well, it wasn't, but I will.
Okay.
Yeah, our group had a lot of appreciation for what we've been given, for the center, for Gil, and I think we all felt very rich and very fortunate. So that was good.
That's nice. That's nice to touch into that. Any other comment? Oh, Abraham, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thanks. I expressed in our group, and I thought maybe I was hearing it from some of the other people too, is that sometimes it's a struggle. Me particularly today, I didn't find any hard time for the person I love and admire. I didn't have any hard time for the person who's a little bit difficult, but I had a hard time doing it for myself because I'm personally struggling with something. And just because that was the case doesn't mean that I abandoned ship. You know, I don't always feel the full force of the metta for myself, but that doesn't mean that I don't have it. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Abraham. Yeah, this practice is really powerful, whether or not at that moment we are particularly having any particular experience. It's more our intention that's getting cultivated, the intention to be warm-hearted towards ourselves, towards other people, towards the lovable being. And thank you for saying that, Abraham. Doesn't mean that we just jump ship. And doesn't mean that it's not helpful, and doesn't mean it's not valuable, the practice. Okay, so it's 7 o'clock here in California. It might be a different time where you are, but I'll unmute us all and we can say goodbye in kind of a loud way. So goodbye.
Bye.
And thank you.
Neil, go to bed.
Yes, good night, Neil. Sweet dreams.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just signed Australia. Boo-boo.
Bye.
Bye, Amelia.